Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Strofolino. OpenAI open-sourced its Point E system, which generates point clouds representing 3D objects with text prompts. In a paper published with the model, OpenAI claims it can produce a 3D model within 2 minutes on an NVIDIA V100 GPU. OpenAI said Point E performs worse at 3D model creation than state-of-the-art techniques, but in a fraction of the time. It sees it having applications for 3D printing and as part of animation workflows. The UK's Intellectual Property Office published guidance on avoiding piracy, saying that there are a range of provisions in criminal and civil law which would apply to people sharing passwords for streaming services with those outside their homes. These could include things like breach of contractual terms, fraud, or secondary copyright infringement. Under civil law, it would be up to a service provider like Netflix or HBO Max to take action in the courts. However, the Crown Prosecution Service did not rule out the possibility of bringing criminal charges for password sharing, but it would first need a police investigation. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes Apple will either delay or cancel a planned 2024 iPhone SE 4, citing consistently lower shipments of middle-tier and lower-end iPhones. Kuo said the device would shift to a full-screen design that would require a higher cost and selling point. The Wall Street Journal sources say the National Football League is in advanced talks with YouTube over its NFL Sunday Ticket subscription package. An agreement could arrive this week if approved by a meeting of NFL owners. Current discussions call for making Sunday Ticket available on YouTube TV and YouTube primetime channels next season, meaning you could subscribe to it a la carte. While the chip shortage began easing in some sectors, the automotive market isn't one of them. The Financial Times reports automakers are still running behind. Auto Forecast Solutions estimates automakers will produce 3 million fewer cars in 2023 than they would have if they had all the chips they needed. That's better than the 4.5 million shortfall this year, but still a problem. Auto parts maker Stellantis' head Carlos Tavares thinks shortages will continue throughout 2023. Twitter announced changes to its Community Notes crowdsourced fact-checking system, now requiring all contributors to rate a certain number of notes before being able to contribute their own. Previously, this only applied to new accounts. Contributors receive a ratings impact based on how often their ratings help notes be identified as helpful or not. Now, a user will have to have a ratings impact of at least 5 to contribute notes. The British newspaper The Guardian confirmed a serious IT incident hit its systems over the last 24 hours, suspecting a ransomware attack. Online publishing remains unaffected, but it shifted to remote work as it experienced disruptions behind the scenes. No word if any data was stolen or if there has been a ransom demand. The authentication service provider Okta disclosed a malicious actor accessed its private GitHub repositories this month. According to email notifications seen by Bleeping Computer, the incident resulted in stolen source code. Okta says the attackers did not gain access to its services or customer data. In a blog post, Anker's Eufy security brand admitted its security live view feature and its security cameras has a security flaw. It claimed no user data had been exposed, however. The company also announced it will only allow viewing live streams through its secure web portal while logged in from now on. The company will also advise users they have a choice of local or cloud push notifications. Enabling cloud push notifications uploads thumbnails of camera images to Eufy servers. Raspberry Pi CEO Eben Upton said consumers shouldn't expect a Raspberry Pi 5 SoC next year, describing 2023 as a recovery year. The chip shortage restrained availability of existing Pi boards over the last 18 months, and Upton said it couldn't ramp up demand for a new board in the next year. EU antitrust regulators opened an in-depth investigation into Broadcom's proposed $61 billion acquisition of VMware. Regulators now have until May 11th to review the deal. Lenovo announced new hardware. The IdeaPad Flex 3i 2-in-1 Chromebook offers a 16x10 12-inch display, the latest Intel N-series processors, an optional 1080p webcam with a physical shutter, and Wi-Fi 6E. It ships in May for $350. It also announced the Tab M9 with a 9-inch Netflix HD-supported 1920x1200 display and Dolby Atmos. Inside, it uses a MediaTek Helios G80 SoC and runs Android 12. It arrives in Q2 for $140. The company also announced the Go Desk Station. It looks kind of like a folding desk lamp with a rotating arm. On one side of that rotating arm is an LED light, on the other, a 4K webcam. It also includes a built-in USB-C hub, HDMI output to connect a monitor, and a shelf with a Qi charger. It's expected in May for $329. Apple expanded its self-service repair program to include Apple Silicon desktops. Users can now obtain repair parts and guides for the Mac Studio, M1 Mac Mini and iMac, and the Studio Display. And finally, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission isn't the only one trying to block Microsoft's Activision Blizzard acquisition in the U.S. A group of 10 self-described gamers filed a federal antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, saying the deal would give Microsoft the market power to foreclose rivals, limit output, reduce consumer choice, raise prices, and further inhibit competition. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.